大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus.
Welcome to the Cross Culture Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Well, Susan, the past couple of times we talked about environmental issues.
That's right.
And may we go on along this line?
Sure.
Good. Okay. Now, every time I pass by a cake store or a shop, I always wonder, what will happen to all those cakes that are left over? There should be like, you know, a couple of dozens of cakes left over. Depends on, of course, the shop. But when you think about how many stores, cake shops there are in Tokyo and in the entire country,
yes.
Makes you wonder how many tons of cakes are dumped every day.
I know, it seems like such a waste. I've often wondered similar things, you know, about whether or not the staff of those stores gets to bring back cake, but I bet after a while they probably would be tired of it. Maybe it wouldn't
right.
seem like such a good thing. But it's an interesting point because, you know, I've read something, it's a few years ago now, so I don't know what the actual updated statistic is, but I remember reading that about 6,000 tons of food waste are thrown away every day in Tokyo. I mean, it's a stunning number, and yet you can imagine it being possible, can't you?
Yes, certainly. Yeah. With the number of people living in this area, I mean, together with, Saitama, Kanagawa, you know, the Tokyo, greater Tokyo metropolitan area.
Sure.
Something close to, 25, 27 million people living. It's highly probable that something like that, you know, 6,000 tons or maybe even more now, it's an incredible number. We need to do, we need to do something about it.
Sure, definitely. When thinking about all of the supermarkets, the restaurants, the cake shops and individual household food waste, it's just stunning to think about that and the effect that has. Now, it does make you wonder what can be done, as you said,
right.
or what can be done about it, rather. And in the U.S., there's a similar problem as well. In many big cities and throughout the country, there is a lot of food being wasted at the end of the day, food that's not sold by grocery stores, leftovers in bakeries, at restaurants. And some people have decided to make a change about that. And I imagine there are similar efforts in Japan as well. One thing that has increased over the past several years is that many restaurants now are donating their leftovers. At the end of the night, they'll donate it to local homeless shelters, for example, to local food banks as well, to feed people who really need it.
Right, right. I think it's a great idea. Something to that effect. I watched a program on television just a while ago about people in New York City, particularly in the Manhattan area, where I think people go to restaurants or supermarkets trying to find food that is good to eat. Have you heard about it?
Do you mean the leftovers?
Leftovers.
Oh, yes, yes,
yeah?
yes. Okay, yes, I know what you're talking about. It's something that in perhaps a little bit of a derogatory way would be called dumpster diving. Dumpster referring to the big garbage container that's located behind restaurants and supermarkets. And this is something that's gone on for a while. People often associate it with, for example, with homeless people going to try and find some food that is, you know, still good and good enough condition to eat.
Right.
However, I think probably what you're referring to is something that's called the freegan movement.
Freegans.
Yes.
How do you spell it?
Freegan is F-R-E-E-G-A-N. Freegan, I think it comes from, so free, plus vegan. Vegan meaning a very strict type of vegetarian. Although the freegans aren't necessarily vegetarians, but I think they borrowed that to create the new term. Freegans, as a group, are people who are looking for a kind of alternative lifestyle, they tend to support environmental causes, tend to be very anti-consumerist. So they're trying to find some kind of anti-corporate lifestyle in the sense that they don't want to pay for food. So they'll go, and they also don't want to waste food. So they'll go behind restaurants, they'll go behind grocery stores, and try and find something that is still in edible condition. And what's really interesting about this is that it's a loosely organized group. I found a website not too long ago about Freegans, and people wrote in and with suggestions of places to go, you know, a list of recommendations for good places to hunt down good, free, edible food that's about to go to waste. So, you know, one mentioned a local supermarket that often threw away packages of pasta, you know, unopened packages.
All right.
And, you know, they were still good, but I guess perhaps they'd maybe just passed their expiration date, something along those lines. So people would go there, take it, and then go home and cook it. So the distinction here is most Freegans, I think, are actually not homeless. They're just looking for a way to reduce food waste in their own special way.
Shall they try to give out messages in that way?
In a way, it is making that kind of statement where they're trying to live outside of what they view as the corporate system. I'm not an expert on the movement, so I am in danger of perhaps reducing it or simplifying it too much. But I think one of the things is, you know, they are against consumerism or materialism in general. And this is one way that they can do their part in that sense, by making sure that food isn't going to waste and living kind of outside the system in that sense.
I see. Well, you know, I am hoping that somebody will organize some kind of system people can just, collect all those, leftover food or food that is still good to eat, although their expiration date may be over, past. Some people say that even those whose expiration date is 3 months past, it's still eatable.
Definitely. Still could be good. You know, and to clarify, we're not talking about people who are going and, picking up a piece of steak with a bite taken out of it. You know, we're referring to certainly to those kind of food items in particular. It reminds me of one of my aunts used to work for a big food corporation several years ago, and she would tell us that a lot of their products were still good, as you mentioned, for another maybe month or 2 or 3 months after the official expiration date. I think the companies put the expiration date on to protect themselves, to make sure it's still the highest quality. But the food was still perfectly good for another month or two. It was kind of packaged food, I guess you could say. And so in that sense, you think, well, actually, that's a really good thing that people are still able to use this and not have it go to waste.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So if we collect all those food from supermarkets or similar stores and store it somewhere and then deliver it to those needy people who might, be in serious trouble. But if there's anybody among all the listeners who are listening in who has the will and has the power to organize some kind of system, I would very, very much appreciate it. Okay. さあ、今ですね、食料の無駄ということについて、今回はその焦点を絞ったわけですけれども、まあ皆さんも同様な経験をしていらっしゃるかもしれませんが、ケーキ屋さんの前を通るたびにやっぱりですね、お店によっては本当に毎日売り切れというところもあるかもしれませんが、1ダースくらい売れ残ってるとか、あの美味しそうなクリームたっぷりのケーキは一体毎日どうなるのだろうか。それ日本全国で考えてみるとどうでしょうか。何千個あるいは何万個かもしれませんよね。ということをどうなってしまうのかといつも不思議に思っているのですけれども、今スーザンさんが提示してくれた数字ですと、東京だけでだいたいですね、数年前の数字だということですけれども、それでも東京だけでだいたい毎日6000トンくらいの食べ物が捨てられているということなんですね。で、6000トンってすごいですよ。だいたい小さな車1トンくらい、中型くらいですと 1.2 トンとかね、1.3 トンくらいですから、重量がね、車が6000トンでしょ。 数千台の車の重さに匹敵する食料が毎日東京だけで捨てられているということを考えますとね、これはまあ日本全国っていうふうな規模で考えるとすごいことになってしまうわけですけれども、さあアメリカの例で大変興味深い例を紹介してくれたんですけれども、これは私もテレビでちょっと見たことがありますが、フリーガンというんだと、あの自由なというののフリーです、単語としては同じですね、それに GAN というのがくっついてフリーガンという単語ですが、まあこの人たちは特にあのニューヨークのマンハッタン地区でですね見られる現象なんですけれども、この人たちはグループを作ってレストランの食べ残しとかスーパーが出した食料とか、その中にですねパックを開けてないものもあるんですよね。パスタなんかもう全然手をつけてないのもあると、こういうのをまあ、持って帰ってみんな食べるんですけれども、したがっていわゆるですね、ホームレスの人たちが本当に上から食べ物を漁るということとは少し違う種類のことなんですね。政治的なメッセージっていうようなものも持っているのかもしれないのですけれども、まあ一つのですね動きとして一石を投じる、そういう意味はあるのではないかと、まあいうふうに思いますね。で、まあ私たちも、日本でもですね実はそういう運動をしている人がいるやに聞いたことはあるのですけれども、スーパーなんかからですね期限切れになりそうな、あるいはなった食べ物、それでも十分に実は食べられるものがほとんどなんですね、それを受け取って回収してきて必要な人たちに分けていると、そういうことをしている人がいるらしいのですけれども、もっときちんと大きな規模でシステマチックにですねそういうことを行うようにしたら食料の無駄も減って、それから困っている人たちも助かるという気がするんですけどね。リスナーの方の中によしそういうのをやってやろうなんていう方が現れたら嬉しいなと思いますけどね。All right, let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first phrase is share and share alike. So share and share alike is an expression that's often said in conversation to remind people of the benefits of sharing something with others. So you might imagine a mother saying to her son, Bobby, give some of those cookies to your sister. Share and share alike.
これちょっと面白い表現ですね。Share っていうのは分け合うという意味のshare ですよね。これ二度言う。share and share alike。alike はのように同様のという意味の alike ですね。で、これは相手にですね、あまりこの自分だけで楽しもうとしている、自分だけいい思いをしようとしているという相手に対して、ほら、share の精神よ、あなたね。と言って、まあ気づかせてあげる。そういう時に share and share alike というふうに言ってあげる。今のは、まあ子供がちょっとね、主人公っていうか例になってましたよね。というわけでぴったりの例文だと思いますね。さあそれではもう一度聞いてみましょう。
Bobby, give some of those cookies to your sister. Share and share alike.
だよね。やっぱり子供はね、美味しいクッキーは独り占めしたくなっちゃうんだよね。Alright, what's the second one?
The next one is to divvy up. Okay, so to divvy up, that comes from to divide.Divvy is D-I-V-V-Y, and it's an informal way of saying to divide something into parts or shares. So, for example, you could say, the restaurant staff divvied up tips at the end of the night.
Aha, ちょっと面白い単語が出てきました。Divvy っていうの、D-I-V-V-Y というそうです。これ divide、分けるという単語ありますね。あれをもじった単語ということで、意味も似ていますね。お互いにシェアするために分けるということなんです。今回の例ではチップですね、いわゆるね、もらったチップをみんなで仲良く分けるということになるわけですが、まあそういう業界のことは私よく知りませんが、ウェイター、ウェイトレスのような人たちはもらったチップをプールしておいて、それを後でみんなで平等に分ける。Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, I think in some restaurants they keep their own tips, but many restaurants they just pull it together and share it, divvy it up.
なるほど。では例文です。
The restaurant staff divvied up tips at the end of the night.
ですからやっぱりそうなるとプールしておいて、その晩多分ですね店を閉める頃に1日分のチップをみんなで平等に分けると、まあ、こういうことになるんでしょうね。 Alright, see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー、 sponsored by Olympus.
クロスカルチュラルセミナーをお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか？ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。
1日24時間
それでいくと何日録音しっぱなしでいいのみたいなね。AM、FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で、語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいなこれは。しかも早聞き遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なので、ポッドキャスト番組はもちろん、音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはvoicetrek.jp にアクセス。さあ、これであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。
Olympus.